Adele Williams and about a 71 Airstream International Sovereign. International is the only way to go, right?
Absolutely.
Let's see. Hi, we are in the process of restoring the frame of our Airstream. We have removed the shell using the gantry to flip the frame for ease of access during the restoration project. Cool. While I expected to see a singular elevator bolt hole at the end of each outrigger, I noticed there are two holes, some of which are in close proximity to one another, forming an elongated oval-shaped hole. I have concerns about attaching my pricey CUSA board to the outriggers. My exorbitantly pricey CUSA, C-O-O-S-A, board to these outriggers. Should I replace the outriggers? At least 17 of the outriggers have 2 to 3 bolt holes drilled through them. What are the best products to use to seal and protect the frame once we have removed the rust? Pour 15? Thanks for providing such a wonderful resource. Kind regards, Adele. So, multiple holes. What does he do with that before he bolts his pricey subfloor back?
Well, we see that sometimes. We don't see it all the time. And it seems kind of odd that, you know, when they're building the trailer at the factory, the bolts on the end, they're basically just hex bolts going around the perimeter. There should really be only one hole there. That would make sense, because why would there be more than one on the end of an outrigger that's like 1.5 inches wide? But basically, if there's any problem there, a bigger problem, we'll actually weld a little patch in there. Or if there isn't really a problem, it's just a larger hole, obviously, or two holes or something, we're going to drill through virgin anyway, and we'll put a washer on the end. Now, the other thing that we do typically is between the outriggers, because the outriggers are basically spaced at 24-inch centers. Airstream didn't do this, but we would actually use an elevator bolt between each outrigger. And that ties the C-channel to the plywood or CUSA board or whatever flooring, subfloor material you're using. So that's actually turning the that subfloor into much more of a structural member. It's not just relying on the ends of the outriggers to tie things together, which is obviously going back to the frame as well.
Right.
But again, you're tying things together a little bit more.
Yeah, and once you clamp that bolt down, we're not really worried about the floor shifting horizontally, are we?
Correct. And on the end caps as well, on the curved portions, we'll put a lot more bolts, elevator bolts, all the way around there. We actually put them in what you typically call upside down, where the large head would be on the underside of the subfloor, going up through the C-channel. Because what Airstream did is, I think they had 2 or something on those curves, and then they had screws everywhere else,
yeah,
like on the curves, which, yeah, I'm going like, what's this? I think all the screw did is hold it together while they were drilling the holes to put the elevator bolts in.
Now, do you worry about dissimilar metals with your bolt and the C-channel and the frame? Do you put anything in there?
We don't. We do saturate the perimeter of the plywood with penetrating epoxy. Yeah, you're right. We have seen problems. They are plated elevator bolts or hex bolts, depending on where you're putting them in. But we typically, the only place where you see the bolts that get really rusty and